a couple of things. For anyone who's going to be here for Shabbos, I'll be eating in the cafeteria Shabbos lunch on the post-Pesach Shabbos. So please come by and if you're here for Shabbos. Then this is going to be a special post-Pesach Chumash here. I think it's supposed to be in this week's Medrash. I guess it'll be on the schedule. So also a thing. I just want to go over the names, so this way I can hopefully learn the names. He's going to bring me the... Okay, does anyone not sign from yesterday? Okay, Moshe Aaron Pelley is you. Nathan Cohen is you. Right. Okay, that I know. Ellie Kirsch. Okay. Zachary Thurm. Okay. Nissim Franco. Okay. Ariel Kirschenbaum. Okay. Daniel Aaron. Shlomo Aliasov. Right. Eitan Barak. Leo Corman. Akiva Vorhov. Mayor Burke. Abi Khan. Israel Gelfish, and Rea Simcha Stromer. Okay, very good. So, and anyone who's interested on Shavuos, to be going together, learn, you know, being wherever, in a community together, maybe with a group of myself and a group of fellows, let me know. We might arrange that as well. Okay. Yesterday, we began discussing the Maisa Geiris. Basically, the Milan Tevila. Those are the two things we were focusing on. And then we were saying that the basic gist of what we were discussing yesterday is whether the Milan Tevila have to be in a certain order. And it's all based on the Ramban says the order is not Makev, and the Ritva B'Shem the Ra'or says the order is Makev. And the whole question is based on the Gemara of the Yivam Masayin Ches, Beres Shenis Gaira, Benayim Tzarecha Tvila. Right, you have a pregnant lady who converted, and she goes to the mikveh, So we said that the tefillah of the mother counts for the kid, and then for Shteitzach later on he's going to get a bris milah. So it comes out that the tefillah was before the milah, so it was out of order, and yet it's good. So the Ramban says from there that's a raya that the order is not makev, and the Ritva says no, that's not a raya. The one in Mekaka over there, it's that when you're inside, even if it's a Zachar, it's Kilo like in the Keva, because it's not Shaykh Mila. So the Mela, you did the Tfila, and then later on, you'll do Mila, and that Mila is what? A Mila Shel Mitzvah. It's not a Mila Shel Geris. And we said the Nafkamina would be whether he's born on Shabbos, is the Mila going to be Docha Shabbos? If it's a Mila Shal Mitzvah, then it's Docha Shabbos. If it's a Mila Shal Geiris, it's not Docha Shabbos. Right, the Binyan Tzion says it's stolen that child. Okay, now. I want to show you now three or four sources that at first glance will indicate that the Mila cannot be a Mila Shel Geiris. Okay? In other words, that the Ramban's position is against Mishnayis, Bechula. And then we have to see how to patch that up. Obviously, the Ramban is not going to be against Mishnayis, but how to patch that up. Because the Pashup Shem in the Ramban is that the Geiris is Chal at the time of the Mila. In other words, we're talking about a case of, in the case of Muberes Shenes Geira. And in the case of Muberes Shenes Geira, as a son inside, so later on you're going to do the Bris Mila, and that's when the Geiris L'choras Chal. So that's going to be the Ramban Shita. So I want to show you that the Achronim deal three or four. We'll see how many shilas on this position. It was according to the Ritva, the Geiris is Chal from the Shas Tevila, and the Mila is nothing to do with Geiris. The Mila is like any Jewish boy that gets a Mila on the eighth day. So let's see what the questions are. Okay. So first, the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze. Lo sasayiv adomi ki achichahu, lo sasayiv mitzvi ki ger hayisav ve'artzo. Panim asher yivaldu lahem dor shlishi yavo lahem v'kal Hashem. So the halacha is a concept that a mitzri cannot marry into the Jewish faith right away. Only the third generation. So the mitzri himself who converts, he can't marry a Jewish girl. But the third generation, right, the dor shlishi, can marry. So his grandson will be able to marry a Jewish girl. But he can't marry a Jew, he's the mitzri rishon. His son is the mitzri sheni. And then Mitzri Shlishi, Dor Shlishi, is Mutter. Okay? So the question is like this. In the case of Muberes Shenes Geira, right? So what's the Dor Shlishi? In other words, do we say the mother is the first, the Uber is the second, and then his kid is the third? Or do we say that the mother and the kid are the first generation, his son will be the second, and after that is the third? In other words, how do you cheshbonais the din of mitzri shlishi in this situation? So at first glance, one could claim I mean, this time, just a general question to ask, not necessarily Ritva versus Ramban, but one could make the following claim, that each one is a ger. In other words, usually the ger, the one who converts, that's number one. Then his son is number two, and the next generation is number three. So here they both converted, right? So one could have argued that the mother is Rishon, and the Uber is also Rishon, because the Uber also converted, and then Shlishi is only the Uber's grandchild. But as we're going to see shortly, how to make the cheshbon. So there's a Meferish Gemara that discusses this question: how do you count Mitzri Shlishi in the case of Uber's Shenes Geira? So this is a Gemara on Yevamos Ayin Chesam and Aleph. Because the pasuk says, "Bonim asher yivaldu lohem." Dor shlishi yivol lohem ikal Hashem. So what's this double lashon? Why does it just say Asher Yivaldu? What's Lahem and the Yivaldu? So the Gemara on page 2, Ayin Ches Amud Aleph in Yevamos, Itzvich L'michtav Lahem, Itzvich L'michtav Asher Yivaldu. Dikas HaRachman Asher Yivaldu, Hava mina bibneim mana. Because you might think that you start counting from the son. That not the one who converted, but the son is the beginning of the count. Because Rahman Lahem. So Lahem is no, the one that converts is number one. Because of Rahman Lahem, have Amina mitzvis muberishness gairi hi ubnochad. So you might think that just as Lahem, you would think that they both converted, so they're both considered one. And then the second generation is only the Uber's kid. Kos Rachmana Asher Yivaldu. So therefore the Pasuk says Asher Yivaldu, that the one that it's towing on the Leda, meaning that the Mitzri that gives birth, that's the second. So the mother is number one, the Uber is number two, and the Uber's child is number three. And that's what you learn out from Asher Yivaldu. The Leda creates the next generation. So it's clear from the Gemara that that's the halacha. That the mother is number one, the kid's number two. So the question is, why is that the case? L'chora, if I can understand very well, if the geiris is only on the mother, so then the mother has a child that's number two, and then the child has a child that's number three. But here there was a geiris l'chora that was chal on both of them. There was a geiris chal on both of them. So the Avni Milun deals with this question. Now Avni Milun, did you ever learn Avni Milun before? Avni Milun? So Avni Miluim is written by the same author of the Ksos, Aryan Leib HaKain. And it's basically a Perish on Ebenezer. The Ksos is basically a Perish on Kol Shel Mishpat. Ebenezer, the Avni Miluim is a Perish on Ebenezer, written by the same person. In fact, the Rav Scheinberg Zatzal just passed away. He wrote Svarim Tabas HaChoshen on every single Ksos. It means he went through every single Ksos in the Sivus and every Achron that speaks on the Ksos in the Sivus and made Ha'aris. That's the Sefer Tabas HaChoshen. And then he wrote another Sefer, Milui Evan, on every single Avni Miluim and all the Achronim that speak on the Avni Miluim and Ha'aris on that. And then he wrote another, these are all sets of Svarim. And then he wrote another set of Svarim called Agra de Shmaitza on every single Shev Shmaitza. The same author, Shev Shmaitza. He wrote that one. It was like 17 or something. Shana Aleph, Shana Zeh. He wrote that. And Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote, and I think Rav Shlomo wrote a Perish on Horus and Rav Shlomo Zalman or something like that. But that was, so he was very into the, because I think Rav Scheinberg writes in one of the places, he believed that the Iker Lomdus, you know, was brought out from the Tzois, brought out the, so it's, you know, safer to train you and to think in Lomdus. I once heard many years ago Rav Soloveitchik say that he thought that the Tzois was a better than the Avni Miluim, the Sefer, because the Zikin is more, you know, gets you, whatever it is. But it's a very chash of a chibur to, you know, you have to know every Ktos, every Avni Miluim. This is like, You know, very important. So here you look here in Avni Meluim, look in the Mechaber, Simon Dalet, Siv Dalet. Mitzvis Muberes, Shenis Gaira, Benoch, Mitzvi Shevi. Right? The Mechaber passes like the Gemara, that if a Mitzvis Muberes is Gaira, so the Benoch is a Mitzvi Shevi, not a Mitzvi Rishon. Because one could have argued that the son should be a Mitzvi Rishon also, because normally we assume one who converts is a Rishon. And so that's what he asks. So that's what he discusses here in the Avni Milun. He says, yes, the Kasha. You see, first word in the line, in the wide lines on the left side, Lefize. He says, Lefize im higdil yocholim chos. In other words, he says that from the Gemara's mashma, from what we learned yesterday, that the Ubers went on the went Geirus also, right? Uber on the went Geirus also. So if the Uber underwent Geirus also, so then that means the Uber's a Geir Karton. And like you asked yesterday, so then the Chora, it has the same dinim of Higdil Yecholim Limchos. That you, right, so if he's saying Higdil Yecholim Limchos, because it's a Kamogi Begir Karton. Shemat Bino no so di Yecholim Limchos, because she Agdil, because he's a Bixubus. Him Kein her Uber, the Havi Mishum Geirus Atzmo, Royal Yos Mitzvi Rishon. Right, the Uber really should be a Mitzvi Rishon. Shemit Gaib Neatzmo. Now, he's not trying to change the halacha. He knows the halacha is not that way. He's just questioning. V'kasha, that may have been osheini. The inema uber hierachimu u machmas tvilas imu haviger in kein l'chinolad havalei sheini l'imo avalem uber lav hierachimu v'enu el geris atzmo v'erlius rishon. So he asked the kasha. He says that the Tachara, if you would hold that Uber is Yerachimo, so it's part of the mother. So once it gets born, because but if Uber is Lav Yerachimo, so that means that basically what's happening is that when the mother goes to the mikveh, it's like two people going to the mikveh at the same time who are converting. So each one has their own conversion. So then the Uber is also converting, and it's its own Geirus. Ain't all Geirus Asma, Roilios Rishon. That's his Kasha. Why is that so? Tzarch Lomer, the Avogav, the who al yidei Geirus Atzma, Mikol Mokom, came into Nolod Mimitzvah Shoshona, as Lina Basa Leida, V'Havalei Sheni. So you have to say that even though it's a Geir, its own Geirus, but still, since it was born from a Mitzvah Shoshona, then it's going Basa the Leida. So the question that one, I think some raise, is like this, that, you see, if you hold, like, the Ritva, so the Geirus was finished by the Tvila already. So then it's born to this woman, right? So then what? It's this is the mother. So now you're the kid. So, but the question is like this. This is going to be the fundamental stream of questions that we're going to have, seeing again and again and again. And that is, if you hold like the Ramban, that means that the Geirus is only chal when with the Mila. So l'chora, we know that the principle in Shas is Gershon is Geir, Kikot and Shanola Dami. that whenever a person is misgayer, so it's like it's a katan shenolad. So if it's a katan shenolad, so then it has nothing to do with the mother anymore, right? So it's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. So if it's a new beginning, so then it itself converted. It's a new beginning. It's nothing to do with the mother. So why shouldn't that be? The Uber should be what? When it's born, should be what? The Rishon. And then from there, start Sheni Shlishi. But we know the halacha is not like that. And the Ramban has to agree to that. So that's, and this question is, you know, is going to be, in other words, I'm going to keep showing you again and again, that this question is going to be asked. I mean, he quotes here in the footnote of Chaim Oizer, has this question. You take a look at the footnote 19. Ayin Bachiezer. Shatir Kushis Rabbein Al Pima Shakos Rashi, the Gershon is Gai Kotan Shadon, Hain Davi, Kotan Shadon Lod Bali Av, Ve'aim, Kozak Sha'av Ve'aim Haim Nochrim, Shakis Gaia, Place the Chais. Hok Shimo, Misrael, Ain Lodin Kotan Shadon Lod Lugabi Imo. In other words, if you have a Gershon is Gaia, but the mother's Jewish, but the kid's still Geshen is Gaia, like the case of Bereshit is Gaira, so then you don't say Kikotin Shenolad Lagabi the mother, only Lagabi the father. So we have to see what this is.
Even according to the Ritva, we have to say that it is breaking what we would want to say the conventional Geirus rules, because the Maisa, there is a Geirus on the fly, so he has to come up with a Chiddush, this is a Geirus HaKasu, which is telling you that it's totally believed. Right? Even the Ritva has to say that. So what does he have to say, that this is a Geirus HaKasu, it's breaking the rules? Why does the Rabban just say the same thing?
Why is it breaking the rules?
Because, Achor, you say that this is, that it should be a misdirection, because the Maisa, the kid was Megayer. Elamai, no, it's a din, so it's a din. Xeris HaKasu is totally in later. Yeah. So what you're saying is a din totally in later. So the Ramban will say, okay, it's also a din totally in later, just instead, I hold it's a Metzias of later.
Yeah, okay, just, maybe.
So you can Xeris HaKasu, so you
see. Yeah, okay, maybe, we'll see. Okay, right here. So, right. So this question, the Gabi the Mitzri Rishon, maybe you could say like what Rabbi Tuck was saying, that it's Xeris HaKasu of Tola Beleda, so that's what it is. But there are more difficult cases. Let me give you some. Let's make it harder now. Let's make it a little harder. Okay? Let's take a look. There's one Gemara that maybe I put in the next packet, but I'll show you the Achronu quoted so you can see it. But let's start with the Mishnais. Page 5. Pidyon HaBen. What's the halacha of Pidyon HaBen? So, you have to be a Bechor Min Ha'Aim. You have to be a Bechor Min Ha'Aim. The mother's first child, and it's Pidyon HaBen. Not Bechor Min Ha'Av. It's only the father's first kid. I like saying over Rabbi Kiv Eger. Who's Rabbi Kiv Eger? It's a kasha. Just after Pesach, so I can say over. His kasha is. But the whole idea of Pidyon HaBen is because we got saved. The Bechorim got saved. Right? In Makas Bechoris. Right? But in Makas Bechoris, it was... It was both Bechor Min Ha'Av and Bechor Min Ha'Aim that was killed. So Rabbi Kiv Eger asks, why is So therefore, why is the mitzvah pinyan aben only what? Bechor Menahem. That's one question. This is Pilpul. Rabbi Kiveg is Pilpul. It's Kedai. You got to know Rabbi Kiveg is also. Every Rabbi Kiveg, you got to know. So here's another question. What do we say in the Haggadah? Hashem says, what do we say? Ani v'lo malach. Ani v'lo shaliach. That Hashem did everything direct. V'kesi b'chol b'chor. Ani v'lo malach. Ani v'lo shaliach. Right? Hashem did all the makas b'choris. Yet, what does the pasuk say? Lo yitein hamashchis. There was a mashchis that did it. Some type of malach. So which one was it? Was it Hashem, ani v'lo malach? That's what we say in the Haggadah, ani v'lo malach. But the pasuk says there was a mashchis. So that's a sfira. So those are the two questions that Rabbi Kiveg. Any other two questions? Why, first of all, is Pinyan Aben only Bechor Min Ha'im? Number one. And number two, why is... what's Pshat in Anin V'lo Malach if there was a Mashkas? Those are Rabbi Kiveg's two questions. So he gives one answer to answer both questions. Rabbi Kiveg was a genius, you have to realize. So everything he says is genius. Not always the Pasha Pshat, but it's always genius. Okay? Very good. Genius. It says like this. It says there are two types of Bechorim that got killed in Mitzrayim of the Egyptian. There was Bechor Min Ha'av and Bechor Min Ha'im. Now, which is harder to identify? A Bechor Min Ha'av or Bechor Min Ha'im? Min Ha'av, obviously, is much harder. The aim, you see, she's pregnant, she comes out. It's not so hard to know. Who Zera was, especially the Mitzrayim and Shitufe Zima, go with many men, who Zera was, you gotta be HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know who Zera was. So says Rabbi Kiveger like this. He says, the Bechor Min Ha'av of the Mitzrayim was killed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because only he could be Mavchin who the Bechor Min Ha'av was. The Bechor Min Ha'im, you don't have to be such a maven. That's what? That's the Mashkas. So Mamela, what? Yushav, what's the Pshat? Anivalo Malach, that's going on the Bechor Min Ha'av. Mashkas was Bechor Min Ha'im. Now, also, why is the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen only on Bechor Min Ha'im? The Jews were saved both on the Bechor Min Ha'av and the Bechor Min Ha'im. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, like this. He says, normally, the Chazal say, whenever a mashchis is given the power to go, kevin shenitna rishus l'mashchis l'hashchis, he goes crazy. He doesn't mafchin. Ben tzadik l'rasha, ben right? So the mashchis was doing what? The Bechor Min Ha'im. So normally he's not mafchin, but here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the mashchis what? Should be mafchin. And only kill the Egyptians and not the Jewish ones. So that taka was a big Yeshua. The Bechor Min Ha'av, that was in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafchin. So that wasn't such a big Yeshua. So hence, the mitzvah Pinyan Aben, only Bechor Min Ha'im and not Bechor Min Ha'av. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. I remember I first saw this when Rav David Cohen Shlita of Brooklyn came out with Haggadah Simchas Yavetz. So he quoted this Rabbi Kiva Eger, and then it took years for me to try to find where it was, because it wasn't... So if you look, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger Al HaTorah. It's a separate volume, or you can get it in the biography of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the two-volume biography. There's a section on Kiddushim al Torah from Rabbi Kiva Eger, and on Parshas Bo, he says this word. Okay, it's a pilpul. It's not it's not the pshuto, but you should be trained to the pilpulim of Rabbi Kiva Eger as well. That's why you have to know every tshuva's Rabbi Kiva Eger as well. It's lifetime projects, but. This is that you have to know in life. Okay, so getting back. So b'chor min ha'eim is pidyon haben, right? Azoy. So what's the din if you have a muberes shenis gaira? You have a non-Jewish woman, she's pregnant, and she converts. The same case we're dealing with all the time. So what's the din? When that kid is born, is there pidyon haben, if he's the firstborn, or not? So the Mishnah says, this guy removed Beres, first arrow. So then skip to the last line. B'chor l'kohen! There is pidyon haben. There is pidyon haben. So the question that's raised is like this. The b'chora is only pidyon haben if you're b'chor m'naim. That means so you have to be related to your mother. So if you hold like the ra'ah, so that the geiris took the ritva, the geiris took place when you're inside. But then you're born to a Jewish woman, so then you're related to the Jewish woman because the geiris took place, but then the fact that there's a leida, if a Jewish person comes out of a Jewish woman, that's your mother. Okay? But according to the Ramban, what's happening? A non-Jewish person is coming out of a Jewish woman, right? Because it was only a tefillah, and you need both. You need tefillah and mila. The mila is shel geiris. So then the geiris is only going to be chal, what? Afterwards. So then it's not even related to the mother. Okay. So if it's not related to the mother, so then why is there pidyon haben? Right, still petzer rechem on the mother, but if it's not related to the mother. Yeah, but
generally petzer rechem is related.
Right, 1 second. So.
There's no
chiv. Right, but the halach is there is a chiv.
Yeah, no, that's
cash,
but I'm saying the answer.
Yeah.
But
when
he comes out, he's not Jewish.
Who says he has to? Just
a petarach. Maybe
he said
petarach.
No, he's
not.
Is
there
a concept? But the Torah just says that
to
be the petarach of the
mother. So okay. You know, maybe he's right. Maybe you could say that it has to be petarach. Okay. In other words, maybe you could say Mitzvashen is totally later, Petarachim. Okay. So now let me give you an even harder one. See if what we could do with this one. Okay? In other words, even if we'll grant him maybe these two. But let's get. Now, this one, I didn't put in this packet, so I'll show you the Gemara. Rav Naftali Trump quotes the Gemara. Another Gemara, third Gemara. So we have a Mitzvashen Gemara, we have this Mishnah. Take a look on page 2nd Sadi Zion. Yeah, you can see it on page 14. I'm pretty sure I put it in future packets, but you definitely have to look it up. On the left column, the first paragraph, the fifth line, Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. So this is the case. You have twins. A non-Jewish lady gets impregnated, say, by a non-Jewish man with twins. And in the middle of the pregnancy, she converts. This is a Gemara Yevamos, Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. She converts. Okay. So, say two boys. Good. So now they're going to get bris milas, obviously. Are these two boys halachically brothers or not?
Well, according to the Ritva, they are. According to the Rambam, they're not.
According to the Ritva, they are, and according to the Ramban, they're not. Okay, the Gemara says Beferish in Yevamos Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis that they're considered brothers. The harasa shelo b'kedusha, meaning when she was impregnated, she was non-Jewish. V'leidosa b'kedusha, yesh lo krovei ha'em. So these two boys are related to each other. They're considered brothers.
Should they consider
gear
then?
They're both, they gear him and they're brothers. One second. So the question that's raised is, like you said, what's your name?
All right.
If you understand, like the Ritva, that the Geirus already was completed inside, and now they came out from a Jewish woman, they came out from the same mother, so they have the same mother, so they're related. But if you hold like the Ramban, so they came out as goyim, right? They came out as goyim, and now they finished the conversion with the mila. So now it's gershon is gaya kukatan shenola domi. So they shouldn't be related to the mother, either of them, and therefore they shouldn't be related to each other, because they're not. They're like two. You have two goyim that both from the same mother that convert. Say they're 20-year-olds. So two 20-year-olds who convert when they're age 20. So when they convert, now they're no longer considered brothers, right? Because the gerkshin is kai kikotin shenola dami, and they're not related to their mother anymore. So then what? So then they're not related to each other. So the only thing that why two brothers are related to each other is that they come from the same parents. But now if you're not related to your parents, so then it shouldn't be related. So that's the kasha.
Why is it so kasha going to the Ritva? The Maisa, the mother, she don't rule a lot of him. So she's just a carrying case, and each one is a separate view.
Right, but since...
But so we're not going to apply the Anshinola dummy?
Right, what we're going to say as soon as they... Either we're not going to say cut and shenolot, or we're going to say that... But now they came out of a Jewish woman. They both came out as Jews from a Jewish woman. And what connects you to your mother is that you were born from your mother. So Mamela, they were both born from... They were both Jewish children born from a Jewish mother, so they're...
But that's because they don't have any independent status of their own. Here, we're it's like they each have their own das, we're giving them. They each have their own...
Yeah.
I can hear Koni Thiritzah, but I just don't know why it's so posher Koni Thiritzah.
Well, it's more posher than according to the Ramah. Clark. So these are the questions that the world asks. In other words, everyone wants to see how this works in to the Mitzri Sheni case, to the Pidyon HaBen case, to Yevamos Tzadi Zayin, and is there anything else?
Yeah.
Those are the cases. Yeah.
Can we suggest that reaching here, but I don't know if we saw he mentioned that there's like a relationship between siblings that isn't necessarily physical anymore, blood related anymore in terms of Yibum, but there's like a mindset about it.
You mean Yichud, you mean?
Yichud, I'm sorry, Yichud, yeah. So can we say here that even according to the Rambam, we would say that they're not necessarily related anymore, but the reason the Gemara would say they're brothers is because even according to him, he would say that they know they both technically came out of the same mother. There's not something you could overcome to...
Yeah, but say you have two goyim who came from... Say you had two people who were born to a non-Jewish woman who didn't convert. Right? And then they convert subsequently. The two boys convert. So they came out of the same mother, but they're not halachically brothers.
Their Kedushas Yisrael doesn't come from the mother, right? Their Kedushas, the fact that they belong to the Jewish people is because of that each independent. Right? Meaning, since they're each a Jewish son itself, it's not like they're Jews because of this woman. Their Kedushas Yisrael, there are three different Kedushas Yisraels here. The mother, Kid A, Kid B.
Right, but then they're related to their mother.
Right, so that's interesting about the result, because generally you're related to your mother because now I'm part of a family.
Yeah.
You're not part of the family because of their mother.
They're converted.
B'nei Noach also has Krovei.
Yeah, but we're talking about for Krovei Yisrael, for dinim of, Arayas, dinim derais of Korvus Rabbanim. Or you have a boy and a girl, brother and a sister, twins. Are they, is it Gil Arayas? Is that your sister? Or no?
So
Benoch is Benoch, but I'm saying, but in other words, the halachas of Arayas, of what, it was, to give you halachas of the Dina Yisrael. So does anyone want to say a teretz? Your name again?
Akiva.
Akiva.
I just want to know where we get that it's still Arayas.
This Gemara.
Right.
Bring Gemara Yevamos. I'll read it to you inside, so it'll be even clearer. I apologize that that Gemara was, but you'll look it up, that's this Gemara in Yevamos Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. I have another. I'm pretty sure I put it in one of the next packets, but I didn't put it in this one. This Gemara of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. He's going to bring it in a second. I'm going to read you the exact phraseology, so you'll hear it. So this is the question that the whole world deals with. All these questions. L'chora, why are you a Mitzri Sheni? L'chora, you're not related anymore to your mother. So you should... There shouldn't be no connection. So let me read you the... Thank you. The exact lesson. Let me read you the exact lesson. It's called about Shnei Achim Ta'omim. Okay? Two twin brothers. Says Haisa Harosin Shavu Bigdusha, Veleidosin Bigdusha, Lo Cholzin, Lo Miyabmin, Aval Chayovim Mishum Eshesach.
So they're not full.
In other words, lo chotzim liyom the tzad yibim menav. V'hani ein lehem av, because they don't have a father. V'chayovim kori says Rashi shum eishes ach min ha'ein.
I don't understand. That din is not totally on Jews. That, I mean, even a guy can't marry
Ishas. No, but the Chayim and Chorus is a din for Jews.
Neither
owners. Yeah. Chayim and Chorus, Mishum Eishasach. We'll see the din of Psuva Eidus is a discussion also. Chayim and Mishum Eishasach. Shaveiki Israel, she yelled about him. So then, yeah.
Could it be that it was our process, like the we started tefillah, you know, meals later though, like on Freya, so now that's finishing up the process, and now he's really is part of the mother.
So you want to say, in other words, when you have the bris mila, it's going to be chal on Freya. What do you think? You think usually Geirus is not chal on Freya, right? Usually. In other words, say somebody, the Mila, and then
the Rosh would say that Mila's recurring doesn't work on Afreya. But like if you have Mila and Mike, and you have Tefillah later on, doesn't like the Rosh makes you say that it's always recurring or something like that?
You mean so? Okay. But so if you have the tefillah first, that shouldn't be recurring. Mila is recurring because that's in your body.
More, right? But
tefillah is not. But since you mentioned it, I'll start off with the Maram Shik, since you mentioned this pshat. Okay? In other words, the yeshiva shepshat is Rav Naftali Trump, the Granat. That's the most yeshiva shepshat. But, maybe we'll start with Rav Naftali, because that's the most yeshiva shepshat. We'll say that over, and then we'll see what the other pshat is, okay? So there's a famous Rav Naftali. And one could mafalpel with it, but you have to know it exists, you know. It's the Chidushe Granat. Rav Naftali Trop was Rosh Yeshiva in Radin. Who was the Talmud of Rav Naftali Trop? Dr. Belkin, the president of Yeshiva University, was the Talmud of Rav Naftali Trop. Dr. Belkin was, you know, he built this institution. People forget about it, but he opened up. You know, Dr. Revel was the first president, but it was a smaller place. So Dr. Belkin made it a bigger university. He went to Radin. He was a real Talmud Chacham. Went to Radin, and then when he was in America, he went to Brown University. So his vision was to make YU should be a combination of Radin and Brown. Radin in the morning and Brown in the afternoon. So you have to. Okay. That's the. So he's a. So Rav Naftali has this big yisod. Okay, we're not going to do the whole thing, but let me give you the so he quotes Tosis in Yevamos. So he says like this. Let me say it over first, and then he has what we call, the way people say it over, is that there's two concepts of being Jewish. It's a Shem Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. So when you're born from a Jewish mother, right? Say in the case of Mugeres Shinis Gaira, according to the Ramban. So you're born from a Jewish mother, right? You're born from a Jewish mother, but you're still a goy. So you still have to, so you don't have Kedushas Yisrael, but you were born from a Jewish mother. So really you have that, what you call Shem Yisrael. And then when you'll convert and do them, finish the conversion, you'll have Kedushas Yisrael also. So the Shem Yisrael that you got, being born from a Jewish mother, that makes you related to your mother, even though you're a goy. Meaning avos means your parents, specifically your mother. So you have a din Yisrael when you're being born to a Jewish mother. But so normally you get everything. You have your Shem Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, but here that he was conceived as a goy, so and he needs Geiris, so therefore you're gonna have to convert him with a bris milah, so that'll give him the full Kedushas Yisrael. But he still had a Shem Yisrael by the fact that he was born to a Jewish mother. And so it says that, according to that, you understand why there's a chiv pidyon ben, why you're considered a mother, etc. He says this to explain Tosis in Yivamas Tazayin Amid Beis. The Tosis in Yivamas has a halacha. Let's see the halacha. Yeah, take a look on page 11. Questions like this: what's the din of if a Jewish woman has relations with a goy? Is the kid a mamzer or not? So the Gemara says, take a look first on page 10, on Yivamas Mem Heyamid Beis, the arrow, second arrow. It says, "V'hilchasa ove kachavim ve'eved habal bas Yisrael havlad kosher." That if a Jewish woman has relations with a goy, the kid won't be a mamzer. Bein bepnuya, bein be'eshes ish. Whether she's single, or even if she's a married lady. Normally a married lady has relations with a man, so that kid that comes about is going to be a mamzer. He says, no, but if it's a goy, it's kosher. And that's then there's another opinion in the Gemara that says not that way. On Yivamas Tazayin Amud Beis, page 11, Kasavra Ovi Kochovin Ve'Eved Haba Al Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, right? That the Vlad is a Mamzer when a goy comes on a Jewish woman, either a single or married Jewish woman. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim. How to explain why is it that the Vlad is kosher? Well, why is it kosher? So Rashi says, on Mem Hamad Beis on page 10. Main Beis says, "Kid Amar she'ein osim mamzer el mishi yesh lo kiddushin al acherim." That mamzer can only be created by somebody who's a bar kiddushin. So you have to be a Jewish. A goy is not a bar kiddushin, so there's no din mamzer by if the man was a goy. That's how Rashi learns. Tosus says a different word. Tosus says on Tazayin Amud Beis on page 11, the Lake Lameimar with the arrow is third line. Bishum the Sovet of Lad Kosher, the Bosa Ovik Lechov Ve'evet Shadin Way. The Lake Lameimar Shum the Sovet of Lad Kosher. The basa ovik lechov ve'evet shadin lein. So those Tosus holds that, as Rav Shechter likes to point out, that this sheet in Tosus holds that Judaism is not what we always think. It's totally in the mother, but the father also plays a role in this. And if the father is a guy, so then the kid is going to be a goy. So when you have a goy who will bar on a Jewish woman, so you follow the father, not the mother. We normally say you follow the mother. So he says, no, you follow the father, so then the kid is a goy. So that's why he's not a mamzer, because you don't have mamzerim by goy. So that's pshat. He's not Jewish. And kosher, and he'll convert, then he'll be a kosher yid.
But he's...
One second. That's what Tosus says. Pasha Pran Tosus, that the kid is a goy. The kid is a goy, and that's why Havlad kosher. In other words, so there are two ways of explaining why the Vlad is kosher. Is he kosher because he's a kosher yid, or he's kosher because he's a goy, and then he'll convert. As Rav Shechter said, these two ways. Oh. So says Rav Naftali, what's the pshat in Tosus? Let's look in Rav Naftali now, on page 14. He says, Uliyashiv kushis Rabbi Kiva Egen Nira. Okay, we didn't discuss what Rabbi Kiva Egen's kasha is, but just take a look at it. Ne nechulku b'gemara ba'akum ve'ever ha'bol bas Yisrael im avlad kosher o mamza. So let's assume that we assume it's kosher. But within the kosher shita, there are two opinions. Shita's toises who dilmad omer v'lad kosher mishum dazlin boser didei, because we treat religion as totally on the father, not on the mother. Tehainu ha'akum ova eved v'hava havlad goy kosher the begoy lo shayach psul mamzer ulafizeh havlad tzarich geirus. So you follow, so Tosus says you follow the what? The father. We assume halacha you follow the mother. So, but that's how Tosus explains why the din is the vlad is kosher, because the kid's a goy. And the goy is always kosher. And then you convert him, he can be a Jew. But if the other opinion of Rashi says, no, he's kosher yid. And the reason why there's no mamzeris is because there's only mamzeris by someone who has a tefisas kedushin. So that's Tosus. So Rav Naftali has a kasha on Tosus. That it says in the Gemara Yivamis, Leviya she yalda bana potem chamesh loyim. If you have a Leviya, a woman whose father was a Levi, so she's a Leviya, and she gets impregnated by a goy, over the Obrim Yaakum. So the halacha is, she's potter mipidyon abed, because the Vlad is a Levi, a Vlad Levi Pasul Mikri. So that's what the Gemara says, because you're a Levi, so you're a Levi, you're Kohen a Levi, kids are Kohen a Levi, it's potter from pidyon abed. But according to Tosis, what do you need to? Why does the Gemara need to say that? Just say that the Vlad is a guy. So Blavachi Potter Michamish Shloim, Phil Ben Yisrael to Nolim Akum Potter Michamish Shloim, came in the Goy Hava. Because Ben Yisraelis and Nolim Akum is Potter Michamish Shloim, because he's a guy. And then he asked the question, if Tosis is right, so what's pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos? One second. We just did the case in the Gemara in Yevamos with the twins. Right? He said, if you have a non-Jewish man, a non-Jewish woman, they have twins, and then she converts, so we said they're related. But the question is, if you say like Tosis, that you follow the father, right? So then what? They're not even Jewish. So they'll have to convert later, then for sure they're not going to be related. So how are they going to... So he's bothered by how is this Tosis going to fit into the whole, all these things. So his answer is, to explain this Tosis, that Tosis doesn't mean to say he's a full Goy. It means to say that he doesn't have Kedushis Yisrael, he's going to need a Geiris. But the Shem Yisrael he still has, because he comes from a Jewish mother. And that makes them related and makes them Chayiv and Pidyan HaBen, Lulei, that it will be a Levi, etc. And that's his big yisod, that whenever you have a Jewish mother, so even though you still might need Geiris later, you consider the Shem Yisrael without Kedushas Yisrael, and that's how he answers up all the kashas from Tosis. You know, there was a famous Maisa in Chicago. Rabbi Joshua Hoffman likes to take it, tell me over. That there was a Jewish woman who had relations with a non-Jewish man, and they had a kid who was born on Shabbos. So the question is, could they have the Mila on Shabbos or not? This was the big, and this was, Rabbi Hoffman pointed out that quotes this Tosis. Does he mean to say we should be choshish l'chumra for this Tosis, to say that maybe he's a goy and we need a geiris, and therefore if the meal is a geiris stick of meal, then it can't be on Shabbos, or not? So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik paskin that they have the bris mila on Shabbos. And Rabbi Shmuel first, who is a Talmud from Rav Moshe, he said not to have it on Shabbos. So this was like a big thing. In other words, whether we should be choshish at all for this shita, lagabe this halacha. But the case should be this is the yisod of Rav Naftali. So therefore, Rav Naftali will explain the Ramban, you know, the same idea. That even though when the kid is born, what? He's still not Jewish because he still needs a bris milah by the Mugersh Shenis Gaira, but that doesn't mean he's a total goy. He's still considered have a Shem Yisrael, and he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. So Mamela, that's why they'll still have a Pidyon HaBen and they'll still be considered related to his mother, etc. Oh. The Bemesu Yisrael, El Akati Lohavi Bechlal, Kedushas Yisrael. Yichas HaKedusha, because Tolei Ba'ovas, Kedushas Kedushas Yisrael, I don't know. It's a little difficult to see that, to hear this chiluk for me. That there's a concept of somebody being Israel without Kedushas Israel. It's, I don't know. I'm not so. But this is like anyone in the yeshiva world. If you don't know this Rav Naftali, they won't look at you anymore. So at least you know, you have to know this Rav Naftali. But I don't know. You can mefalpa with your chavrusa or wherever you want to. So, but our good friend Moshe Aaron here, he says he wanted to say a different word. So his word is said in the Maram Shik. Your word, Maram Shik, page 15. So let me say it over outside, and then we'll see it inside.
Why would that help, though? Even if
he
was
going to
work
with
him
right
now?
Okay, who are you asking? So let me see it first in the Maram Shik, and then you can ask your question.
Just really quick, why does Tosfos say it's after the Parvus? Yeah, why does
Parvus after the Parvus? Tosfos says that the Kedusha goes after the Father. Mishpachosom, Lubeis Avosom, whatever. Kedusha Yisrael goes after. I mean, you just say used to be going after the mother, you know. So he said going after the father. So you'll find the pasuk. I'll find the pasuk. I'll find pasukim. One second. So look at Rav Naftali. That's what he says. We'll take a look. So he says like this. The Maram Shik. He says like this. He says, "Lachora the Ritva is right. When you have the kid inside the mother, so it's lachora like an akeva. So it should be. So it's only shaykh tvila, not mila. Right? But now the kid gets born, and now it's day 8. But now it has a mila. So says the Maram Shik." So now do we say, well, it's chaser mila, and therefore it's chaser mila, and therefore it's not a yid without mila? But we say no. But he uses the lashon Gemara in Yevamos Kevin ishtri. That since at the beginning when the tefillah was chal, there wasn't shaykh mila, so then it was chal. So even though later on, all of a sudden the bris mila opportunity occurs. The Geirus was chal already. Came in ishtri. That's what the Ritva learns. He says the Ramban maybe also holds that it's like what the Ritva said, that it's like an akeva. But he says, but once the Mila comes into the world, so now it's a zachar. So now you need the bris mila. But that bris mila, well now, michal mafreya. So that's what he says. Here, take a look on page 15. Oh, the mechrochem lomar, the gam ramban mode, the over calls manshu b'me'imo, the uber, I'm sorry, calls manshu b'me'imo, the gam shuchno lo toches, calls manshu eno of shem oro, mode ramban la ra'a. The ra'a is the ritva here. Because the ritva calls the ra'a. Kevin that kati in royal bowl, have a keva. He also agrees. Umahani leilios Yisrael betvila luchud. Even the Ramban agrees. Avol b'yom haches. But the question is now the 8th day comes. Now what? Shekvar hu royal bowl beze pligi hara blei pligi hara silver hole the ishtri. In other words, once already it was chal. We don't say now it's a new metzias and a. So now the it was chal ishtri. This person was already got under the radar with his geir certificate was already. No, and now he turns into a man. Now he turns into a man. Geir is chal. You do a bris mila as any Jew who has to do a bris mila. But Ramban sovered the law meaning Cain. Elahash the Efshad Tzorach Lamulo Achnisu Bevris. Shulke Kimocha. Inimu Beemes Huger Meikara. Cain Niril Fianis Daiti Mukhach. That's how he wants to say. So, like a very good thing. So that's what, sort of along your lines, Moshe. Sort of along your lines. I mean, as we said, Reb Chaim Oizer, you know, also speaks on this. And he says that you know this idea of he calls it page 9. Look at page 9. He's very excited by the kasha. He says, you see where it says with the MS? With the MS, he kusha alimta l'shitas haramban. He says it's a strong kasha. According to the Ramban, why are they related? Why are the Talmud related? Gam Talmud. My time chai b'shemesh shach, kevin shamil l'shem geris, v'geshin skar kot l'shanol adam. So he uses this yisod that since you come from a Jewish, it could be he's saying similar to Rav Naftali without the fancy lashonos, that lemaisa you're coming from a Jewish mother, so then came with the imam Yisrael lo havik katan shenolad lagamba. He only considered. I think some maybe Rabbi Berger said it, similar to the Rav Tolly, perhaps Rabbi Berger said that the Gabi the mother, it's not considered Gesha, and it's only the Gabi the father, it's considered Kikot and Shinolad, which he's a guy. But since the mother is Israelis, it's not considered Kikot and Shinolad, Gabi the mother. Now, there is one other approach to this whole Yisod. Someone said the Chazon Ish says this Yisod. And Rabbi Berger was very excited about this. And others have shown Israeli has it. But Chazon Ish, on page 21, you see, one could, this is like denying the whole thing. He says, there's no such Ramban. You know, Chazon Ish sometimes will do that. Like Tam Ki Iker. There's no such Rabbeinu Tam. There's no such Ramban. What do I mean? Let me say it outside, where Rabbi Berger thought Pshat. I'll say how he said it, and then we can see it inside. He says like this. Ramban doesn't mean to say, everyone agrees, like the Ritva, that the Geiris was Chal with the Tefillah alone. Ramban never meant to say that the Mila later is a Mila Shel Geiris. What Ramban meant to say is Derech HaMashal. Let's say you have a 20-year-old kid, a goy, who's converting, say, and you would switch the order. So he says, so the halacha he holds is good. Because if it wouldn't be good, then even in a case where you, of Uberish and it's a case. So even if you want to say that it's going to be a tevila, and then a Mila Shel Mitzvah, it shouldn't work. Because Lemaisa, if you hold that in other words, holding that you have to have the Mila first, is not a din in the Geiris. It's a din that whenever you have Mila, whenever you have Mila, so then that's not taken care of, then the tefillah is no good. So Mamela, since we see there's a Hechitimtza that you could have Tefillah first and not Mila, even though over there it's Mila's mitzvah, but that's a raya that even by Mila Shalgeris it's going to be okay also, even though this case is not a Mila Shalgeris, but it'll be relevant for a case when there is a Mila Shalgeris. Did anyone understand anything I just said? In other words, he's saying that it's not, the case of Muber Shedis Gaira is not a Mila Shalgeris. It's a Mila Shal Mitzvah.
Does he hold the order is Makif?
He holds, the Rabat sheet is the order is not Makif.
So he's just switching that part of the
Rabat. He's just saying that the order is not Makif. And you see that, in other words, what the Rabban meant to bring a Raya from this case, from the case of Tvilas Shalgeris with a Mila Shal Mitzvah, to a case of Tefillah Shel Geiris and a Mila Shel Geiris. It says that since it works in this case, in the Mubarshanis Gaira, because the only problem in his mind that it shouldn't work is maybe you can't have a Tefillah before the Mila, no matter what it is. But that doesn't mean that this case is a Mila Shel Geiris. A Mila Shel Geiris is in a case where he's a 20-year-old who will do the tefillah first and then the mila. That's a mila shalgeris. But here you don't need a mila shalgeris because the Rabban agrees to the ritva. It just, he brings a proof from this case that this case is, shows that in the case of this case of tefillah shalgeris and a mila shal mitzvah that you're doing it out of order shows that you don't have to have necessarily the mila first. So even in a game when they're both shalgeris, it doesn't have to be in any particular order. And with that, he says, Shalom al Yisrael, and all the kashas are answered because everyone agrees to the ritva. And the meal is Bracha Shabbos. Look, the Ramban. Hevi Rai, the Tvil Vachakach Mila Mahani, Padu Beresh is Garbanai Tzarach Tvila, Hikshu Alav, from the Yeshlo, from the Gemara in Yevamas Tzadi Zayin Amad Beis HaRechesam Aleph, Yemisa Deinu Ger HaChimol, so why are they considered related? El Shamban Muchati Misa the Tfil Kadam Mila of Klumu. Fakabishum Shu Nigrahi in Kantvila, Nami ain't Sark. Shintwa Hel Alkorchash at Tfil Kadam Mila Nami Mahani. Fakat Tfil Kumaris came in Nigrahi Mil. Etzem Hagiris from Nigrahi Mil El Shatvila, Nasa Baatzvo. El Shamban Muchir, he's learning from there. And it will be Docha Shabbos. And you should know, there's a letter. I have a letter here. I have mamish a letter from Reb Chaim Oizer. And believe me, it wasn't so easy to get this letter. We had to find it on the Otzer HaChochma of the Kovis Igros of the Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim Oizer was asked, Al da sheila, b'mubershin itgar v'yolda ben zocher in nimo l'shmona. Right? The old shaila that the binyan tzion. So he says that l'daito ain't a docha shabbos v'ma shekotzer according to Ramban it's not. The offer here he says the gon Reb David Carlina we saw it is docha shabbos, and he writes at the end of the letter, the last line in the letter, hakolponim le'inyan haloch la'maisa. That was Reb Chaim Zoris says. That the halacha lemaaseh Reb Chaim always a paskin to do the meal on Shabbos. And we get Mumberish Shenis Gaira and gave birth on Shabbos. Reb Chaim always says you can paskin like the Yad David, the David Carlina. And not everyone, you know, this is very brave, you know, it's very brave. And he quotes it here in the Halacha Refua. He quotes also other poskim are more, you know, conservative on this matter. He quotes some others. But, so I'm not saying that we should do this, but But that's Rav Chaim Moshe. So, and it, as Rav Berg pointed out, according to Chazanish, it's very good, because there is no such shita that the Mila is shel Geirus. And the Mela, that fits in with all of the rest of Shas. Now we don't have to, you know. So you could say like Rav Naftali, you could say like the Maram Shik, or you could say like the Rav Chaim Moshe, or you could say like the Chazanish, that the whole shita didn't exist. He meant to say al derech hamashal. That if in this case it works, then it'll work in a Geirus case as well. But this case is not Geirus, because he'll agree as well. So that's big stuff. So you have to think, you know, which... and then, if you want to read Rav Kilov's piece, on page 16 and 17, because he's the one that says that, you know, being born from a Jewish mother doesn't make you Jewish automatically. Because you see, from the Gemara, you needed the Hageris. I mean, Rabbi Bleich was once saying, well, you have to put into the Rav Naftali and the whole thing. But without the Rav Naftali, sorry, you see Pashup shot in the Gemara that Rav Kilov's Yisod is, if you get a non-Jewish egg, and you're a Jewish parent, so then the kid is non-Jewish, and he's not related to the carrying mother, because he comes out non-Jewish. So a non-Jewish kid can't be related to a Jewish mother. But he says that if you get a Jewish egg, so then the kid will be Jewish, and then he could be related to the Jewish, the carrying mother. Because then a Jewish woman gave birth to a Jewish kid. Rav David Feinstein once told me you should be choshish l'chumra, that you should always do a geiris if either the carrying mother or the egg was not Jewish. But he thinks Mikir Adin Rav Kilov, a very beautiful piece that you see from this Gemara, Mubarashen is Gaira, that it's not enough to just give birth to a Jewish woman giving birth to somebody becomes Jewish, because if that be the case, why did we need a geirus for the Uber? Just forget the geirus of the Uber. Let it just be born, then it'll be born, and it'll be Jewish. Forget the geirus. So, of course, you see that without the geirus, it won't work. Okay, so that's a home. Okay, Rabosang, it's nice to begin the Zman together with you, and hopefully we'll get to know each other even more, as Hashem, in the course of time. Okay, now Monday, just for the next two Mondays, I still, I teach also in IBC, so the Maisa, we're going to have the Shir a little bit earlier than, we have to have it a little early, we have to teach already at IBC at 11:40, so we might have the Shir 10-ish or something. I don't know, I'll have to give you a day, 11-ish, maybe 11-ish, not 11:30, but you'll be in the base medrash. So it'll probably be somewhere in the 11 zone on Monday, and Tuesday also for a little bit it's going to be, but then eventually all the days will be the same. But for this Monday, it'll probably be around 11, the other day, I understand. So we'll see, yeah, so it'll probably be somewhere, but you'll be in the base medrash, so, you know. Have a bris also, a bris mila. So, tefila, mila, just the bris mila. Jewish, totally Jewish. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos. Those that will be here for Shabbos, we'll see each other on Shabbos. Those who will not be here on Shabbos, we'll see you on Monday.